Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and in this half hour, we'll continue to feature songs that were co-written by Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from Jackie Wilson, The Miracles, The Contours, The Jackson 5, and Diana Ross and the Supremes. Well, as mentioned during the last half hour, Berry Gordy Jr. got a start in writing with success, writing songs by Jackie Wilson. Well, Wilson recorded four more songs co-written by Berry over the next 2 years, from 1957 through 1959, including the song Lonely Teardrops, which is coming up, and that topped the R&B charts and got to number 7 on the pop charts. Well, Berry reinvested his songwriting success from the royalties he received from those great songs into producing. In 1957, he discovered The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson, and they were originally known as The Matador. And he began building a portfolio of successful artists. Well, in January 1959, Berry, using an $800 loan from his family, founded a rhythm and blues label called Tamla Records, which produced Marv Johnson's first hit, Come to Me. Well, that song was picked up for national distribution by United Artists, who also released the artist's more successful follow-up singles. Well, coming up, Jackie Wilson on the Brunswick record label Lonely Teardrops, right here on Motown Memories.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops. My pillow.
Now, the women come and the women gonna go.
A great song, co-written by Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown Records. That was the Contours with Do You Love Me. It charted both in 1962 and in 1988. Before that, the biggest charting song that the Motown record label had up to 1961, it reached number 2, and it put the Motown record label on the map with The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson and Shop Around. And we started with that great song, co-written by Berry Gordy Jr., Repetite by Jackie Wilson. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs that were co-written by Motown record label founder Berry Gordy Jr. While Berry did not cultivate white artists, although some white artists were signed, such as Nick and the Jaguars, Rare Earth, the Valvoliers, Debbie Dean, and Connie Van Dyke. But he employed several white workers and managers at the company's headquarters, named Hitsville, USA, on Detroit's West Grand Boulevard. He largely promoted African-American artists, but he carefully controlled their public image, dress, manners, and choreography for across-the-board appeal for all races. His gift for identifying and bringing together musical talent, along with the careful management of its artist public image, made Motown initially a major national and then international success. Over the next decade, he signed such great artists as Mary Wells, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, The Four Tops, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Commodores, The Velvettes, Martha and the Vandellas, Stevie Wonder, and The Jackson 5. Well, here is a great song co-written by Berry Gordy Jr. from The Jackson 5, The Love You Say from 1970, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
You went just so to my girl. You never do before.
ABC, and we started with The Love You Save. The Motown Records label founder Berry Gordy Jr. had the most success in writing songs for the Jackson 5. Well, continuing on with a little bit of history of Berry Gordy Jr., in 1968, Berry moved to Los Angeles, California, and he expanded Motown's offices there following the riots in Detroit at that time. Well, in June of 1972, he relocated the entire Motown Records company to Los Angeles, closing the Hitsville Studios, which had produced a long string of worldwide hits. The following year, he reorganized the company into Motown Industries, an entertainment conglomerate that would include record, movie, television, and publishing divisions. In the 1970s, Berry produced the successful film Lady Sings the Blues, starring lover and mother of one of his children, Diana Ross. Well, the film also starred Richard Pryor and introduced Billy Dee Williams. The studio rejected Williams after several screen tests, but Berry, known for his gut-feeling tenaciousness, won out. Well, Williams became a star, and Ross was nominated for an Academy Award. Well, here is Diana Ross when she was with the Supremes, Love Child from 1968, right here on Motown Memories.
To be. And I- odds if he doesn't, I'll be there. Don't you know, baby? Yeah, yeah,
I'll be there. I'll be there. Just call my name. I'll be there.
I'll be there.
Just look over your shoulders, honey.
The Jackson 5 with I'll Be There from 1970, and we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes' Love Child from 1968. Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we've been featuring all songs that were co-written by Motown record label founder Berry Gordy Jr. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is motownmemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about some of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.